This is Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. We've been studying in the book of Jeremiah, and we're at the fourth chapter now, and I think we've tried to pull out of the fourth chapter, but we haven't been able to as of yet. Let's go ahead and start with verse 1 again. Verse 1 in chapter 4 of Jeremiah, and this is a great book. I really love the book of Jeremiah. It's just a powerful book, and I'm enjoying it. You get something new out of it every time you open it up. Chapter 4, verse 1. If you will return, O Israel, declares who? The Lord. If you will just return, declares the Lord, then you should return to me. And if you will put away your detested things from my presence and will not waver. That means a lot to God. If you'll just put away your detestable things and not waver. Just don't waver. Put them away from my presence. And you will swear, as the Lord lives, swear to me now, as the Lord lives, in truth and justice and in righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground. Get ready to plant something that means something to God. In other words, do you want to bring forth fruit or not? And do not sow among thorns. Don't sow among the thorns. You know, the Word of God, as it's spoken, some falls by the wayside, some falls on the good ground, some just falls anywhere among thorns. Go through your garden, is what God's saying. Go through your garden. Pick through it. Dig out the weeds. Dig out these things that are going to choke the Word of God. Because things will choke the Word of God and it will not bring forth any fruit. And this is the main thing, to bring forth fruit. Bring forth fruits unto repentance. That's usually the fruit is repentance, usually. What kind of fruit? Repentance. You think you can bring forth that kind of fruit of repentance? This is the power of God, to bring forth fruit, to bring forth something besides lies, cheating, and following some horrifying thing out in the desert, a false god, a false one that means absolutely nothing. False gods are worthless and they're a dime a dozen. And you can find them anywhere. Find them on street corners. You can find false gods anywhere. Did you know that? False gods are everywhere you look. And they're not worth a dime. Don't sow among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Cut off all these things that are getting in the way. Is it worth it to get close to God? That's the main thing. Do you want to get close to God or not? If you don't want to get close to God, you don't have to worry about it. You know, you're as close to God as you want to be. You are as close to God as you want to be. Did you know that? How close do you want to get to God? How close? Do you want to just get in by the skin of your teeth? Or do you want to get so close to God because you hunger? You know, you can't get close to God if you don't hunger after Him. But if you hunger, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after Thee, O God. Does your soul pant after the water brook? Are you so much in desire for God that you want to get close to Him? You want to get so close to Him? But yet something in the way, something jumps in the way always. How close do you want to get close to God? That's the question. If you want to get close to Him, He'll get close to you. Walk toward God, and He'll walk towards you. But if you do not take that first step, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You know, even Jesus is taking the first step. If you're wondering, Jesus is taking the first step. And He says, if you open the door, I'll come in. I'll sup with you. I and the Father will have supper with you. How close to God do you want to be? Break up that fallow ground. Don't sow among thorns. Get rid of the thorns. Circumcise yourself unto the Lord. That means to cut off the flesh. Oh, brother, I can't cut off the flesh. The flesh is too powerful. Is it? Sometimes you think it is. Sometimes the flesh is so powerful. You got to die to it. You just have to die to it. Make up your mind. You know, there's friends of mine that in the past, good friend of mine, a chain smoker, smoke one after another. He'd light one off the other. He'd come over to the house every once in a while, and he'd light a cigarette, offer him a cigarette, and just keep smoking. Chain smoke, just so addicted. And that's the flesh crying out for this nicotine habit, you know. And it'll kill you. If you don't get rid of it, it'll kill you. The nicotine habit will kill you. Give you that disease of the lungs. It'll make you to where you can't even breathe. It's a horrible death. But he'd light one off from another one. You know what? He decided one day that his health was more important than anything else, and he died to that habit. He just up and said, no more. And he quit cold turkey. He quit. Now, not very many people can up and do that. That's called dying, circumcising the flesh. That's cutting it off. Cutting off that desire. Cutting off that desire to the point where you do not want any more of it. It's hard. It's, you know, you get so addicted to that, to cigarettes, you can't do anything without one. You have to have it. But it's worse than a cocaine habit sometimes, in some cases. But he just said, no, cold turkey He quit and he never picked up another cigarette again. Now that's what you call dying to the flesh. Oh, I can't do that. It's just too strong. Some people can't. But I'll tell you what, he did. And he's a perfect example. If he can do it, anybody can do it. He up and died to that habit. That's what you got to do, folks. You have to up and die to certain things. If you really want to get close to God, if you don't want to get close to God, I guess you don't. If he's not that important to you, you got to weigh it out. You got to weigh out if God is that important to you or he's not important to you. You have to weigh that out. You want to get close to God or you want to get close to the devil? Make up your mind. You can get close to the devil anytime you want. But to God, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision whether you want to get close to circumcise yourselves to the Lord. I bet you don't hear that in church anymore, do you? Circumcise yourself to the Lord. How many times have you ever heard that? You're not going to hear it either. You're not going to hear that. Why? Nobody wants to hear circumcise yourself to the Lord. They can't even understand it, let alone utilize this verse. Underline that verse. I want you to underline this verse right now. Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Underline it. And put your finger over it right now. Put your finger over that verse. Circumcise yourself unto the Lord. Now, say, Lord, help me to accomplish this. Help me to do this. Father, in Jesus' name, everybody under the sound of my voice, let them be able to die, to circumcise themselves, put off the flesh, and to get closer to God. This is what we're talking about right now. Not get closer to the church, not get closer to a pastor, not get closer to your members of the church. Get closer to Jesus Christ. Now, Father, let each and every one, under the sound of my voice, get close to you. Let them get so close that they can understand spiritual things like they never have before. Let them understand things of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, the supernatural, God's grace, His mercy, His salvation, everything. Can you do that? I give it to God. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I receive it. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like to get a copy of this, it'll be on the up in our website, krciradio.com. Go to our website and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. We'd sure like to hear from you. And write to us, please. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you and know what you're hearing, if you enjoy it, if you don't enjoy it. Let us know. We need to know. Because it's very important. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.